we respond to the COVID pandemic and have supported where we can in terms of voluntary support as we respond to that pandemic. Where we go from here, I'm not entirely sure. We of course have those contracts that we continue to monitor and oversee, and they are considered part of our business as usual workload, and we would be open to receiving any further ones as we go forward to continue to provide care for the island community. I just wanted to share with you also, because there was a query around the GP surgeries being open, and I just wanted to share with you some data which I will back up in an email to this group just so that we're really clear about the numbers. Currently from our data, which we collect on a weekly basis, we have 4,000 people who are spoken to by phone every week. We have 1,100 e-consultation inquiries are dealt with every week. We have 6,000 people who are seen face-to-face every week. And we have 100 video consultations that are continued every week. And in the region of 180 to 190 people who are seen in their own home every week. So the suggestion that our GP surgeries are closed, I think with that those numbers, make it really clear that the GP surgeries aren't closed. Yes, they are triaging, yes, they are redirecting to the right person for that individual's care, and yes, they are seeing people who need to be seen face to face. However, as with all other businesses, the numbers of people that they can have entering their building, the flow through the building as they try and protect their staff and others, is really important. So they do have to manage the flow through the GP surgeries, and what we have found is that quite a large number of people actually prefer to be seen either by video or over the phone because it's much more immediate and they're not having to wait in the same way that they were before. So I'll just pause there and see if there's any questions or comments about those two items before I move on to the other ones, John, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine, Alison. Have we got any questions? I don't think so, Alison.
I'll move on then in the fullness of time. James has joined us to give us an update. I wonder if this would be a good time to bring James in.
Yeah, please do. Welcome, James. Nice to see you.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Yeah, nice to see you all. So I just wanted to briefly talk about the mental health rehabilitation business case, which we came to give you a private briefing session on earlier in the year about progress in that journey. And it was to remind you, in terms of Michael's proposition that we should have a private briefing session, we actually do have one booked for the 30th of September. And that was to give you a bit of an update and a detailed walkthrough where we've got to with the partnership working with Solent over at the whole mental health transformation piece, and specifically to talk about where we've got to with the rehabilitation work around Woodlands. Now, the principal proposal around Woodlands, which is at the heart of our change programme, would be to move from a CQC registered ward, 10 beds, to change it to a deregistered rehabilitation unit, which would move to a more community-based service. This would enable us to move towards a more community-based service and help us with our acute reconfiguration. However, it is a formal role of scrutiny to endorse the change from deregistration. We're not yet ready to do that tonight, but the request is that we go through that in detail on the 30th, that the scrutiny committee would be in a position or agree to take chair's action to agree to that deregistration pending a presentation of a detailed business case at your next meeting. The reason why we need to do it sooner is it will take us 6 months to go through that change programme to change the unit, and we would like to go live with that change from April and not push back further after many delays around the mental health reconfiguration work, the process of moving to change over that time. So John, that's the highlights. I mean, I could go through, I provided some slides which went through the background for that work, the way that we've worked with co-production with service users, but I think that's already been referenced tonight. So
James, I think the information you've given is very succinct. So I think we're there. What we'd like to do is we would like to formally, and I'm making a proposal here, to formally support the the Hampshire and Isle of Wight CCG reform. I think, can I have a seconder on that?
That's on paper D, Chairman.
On paper D. Yeah, George. So, okay, John Howes put his hand up on that. You'll take a formal vote on that. So, Megan, if you would like to.
Yep, Councillor Cameron.
I agree. Yep.
Councillor Garrett.
Abstain.
Councillor Howe.
John? I don't know what's happening there. Can you put your hand up, John, if you're a four? Yeah, okay. And
Councillor Lilly? Yeah.
I'm four, but I still would like further information.
Okay, four
within,
and four.
Within it. Yeah. So it's a sort of four on condition we also get some further information.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We're going to have a formal meeting.
Okay.
And Councillor Nicholson.
Okay, yes, four.
Right. Then are you happy with what Mr. Seawood's saying about the informal presentation on the 30th of September about mental health pathway?
Yeah. Are we all happy with that? I think we are with the presentation on the 30th. Yes, Alison.
Could I suggest that we try and align that with the trust, so we do one meeting?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Together.
Please, well, Alison. Yeah. Can we leave that with you, the trust, and Paul and Megan to resolve? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very good. Okay. So
just to confirm, that is something jointly with Leslie, Steve, who couldn't be here tonight, so we're planning it together. So
yeah.
Good. Thank you, James. Yeah. So we're there already.
Yeah.
Jolly good.
Sorry, can I just say, John, obviously it's important because we've actually tracked for many years the position of Woodlands particularly, and I think it's important that we, find one of the things that we did at a previous meeting was we welcomed the radical change that was being proposed. So it's important that we actually finish what we started within that, and so I welcome that meeting on the 30th to discuss that.
Good. Thank you, Michael. That means something. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the meeting.
Is there anything else on the recovery plan?
Is there anything else on the recovery plan that we need to discuss?
I think from our perspective, the trust presentation actually outlines significant elements of the recovery plan.
We thought as much.
Happy with that, if you're happy with
no,
that.
No, absolutely, yeah. It was a very full presentation. So we now move...
Can I make a suggestion?
Come on, Michael.
At the next scrutiny meeting, the Isle of Wight CCG can go first, so they've got a benefit of having a bit more time.
Not having their thunder stolen from them.
No, I just want to that's really kind of you, but we are working in a very collaborative way. There's no new news here, so where it comes from is really, we know we're working together on this, but behind the scenes, so who presents it is not the critical.
No, Alison has contributed throughout the meeting as well, and thank you for doing so. So,
Chairman, can I just request, I have another meeting, can I leave your
meeting? Yeah, by all means, John, we're at the end anyway, thank you.
Thank you very much for everything, thank you fellow members, etc., and all the people from the Trust. We're all working hard, and I do believe we've all got the Isle of Wight in hand, and I'm sure it's all
going to
work out fine.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you to you as well.
Bye.
All right.
Right, so I think at this stage we can just note our work plan. And can I say that members of the committee and partners can contribute to our work plan, please feel free if you want to make any suggestions. You know, we have a very constructive relationship with everybody, a very proactive relationship. So, you know, the door's always open between us. So I think we just note the work plan. And that just leaves members' question time. Is there